Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezras Hashem, Life Transforming Advice, Shir number 26. The simcha itself of performing a mitzvah is a mitzvah. That itself is a mitzvah. Look in Rabbeinu Bechai, Parshas Nasai, Parshas Kisavai. He talks about it, that our emotional reaction when we do something we love to do is joy. When we fully appreciate a value of performing a mitzvah, we react with a simcha, with a joy. That is why the Torah is so strong against not serving Hashem with simcha. Because if you're not, that means you're lacking in the emotion and the giving over of yourself to Hashem, because you lack that simcha. The Kuzari in Chelek Beis, Ois Nun, says as follows. He says that an important rule is that the Torah includes three paths in serving Hashem: either fear of Hashem, love of Hashem, and simcha. Those are three ways. You have the potential to become close to Hashem through each of these ways. You humble yourself on a fast day. It won't bring you closer to Hashem than your joy on Shabbos and Yontif, when that joy is out of pure intention and a complete heart. Which means like this: when it's time to fast on Yom Kippur, of course, it's beloved by Hashem. Or Tisha B'Av, when you're being mesabel on the Churban, that's beloved by Hashem. But equally beloved, or even more so, is when you have that simcha on Simchas Torah, or by the Seder night, or every Shabbos Kodesh. Same thing with Tefillah. Tefillah needs thought, needs kavana, but joy also. The joy of being Mekayim Mitzvahs and learning Torah needs thought and kavana. To work on oneself, to try to rejoice in every mitzvah from the love of Hashem who commanded the mitzvah, and to be aware how much He benefited you by doing this mitzvah. It's like being invited to the king's palace and you're a guest at the royal table. And be grateful for this in your thoughts and in your actions. And if your joy leads you to sing and dance, that itself is considered serving Hashem. That itself is a means to connect to Hashem. That's what the Kuzari says. The Ramchal in Mesillas Yesharim says the same thing, the importance of simcha when performing the mitzvah. Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha, b'yu lefana b'rnana, tzadikim yismechu, v'yaltzu lefnei elekim, v'yosisu b'simcha. The righteousness will rejoice, they will exult before Hashem and be filled with happiness. The Shechinah Shaira on someone only if he is b'simcha, mitoch simcha shel mitzvah. The Gemara Shabbos Daf Lamed Amud Beis says, Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha, the Medrash Shecha Toiv, which is a Medrash Antilim, says that when you stand before HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Tefillah, let your heart rejoice that you are praying to the One without parallel. This is true joy, to be b'simcha that you've been privileged to serve the Master, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who has no equal, to be able to learn His Torah, His mitzvahs, which is true perfection, true eternal preciousness. My Shcheini, draw me in, Shlomo says in Shir HaShirim. V'acharecha narutza, we will run after you. Avieni HaMelech HaDorav, the King has brought me to His chambers. Nagila v'nismecha bach, we will rejoice, we will be happy in you. The further a person is privileged to enter in the chambers of knowing Hashem, the greater that his happiness will be, the greater his heart will rejoice within him. Yismach Yisrael ba'Eisav, the Yidden, our Jews, are happy with his Maker. B'nei Tzion yagidu b'malkam, the sons of Tzion will rejoice in their King. David HaMelech talked about this so often. So often. Anochi esmach b'Hashem. El keil simchas gili, v'oidcha b'chinar. I'll praise him with my harp. I'll use my harp to praise him. And again, Hashem says, tachas ha-shaloi avad es Hashem b'simcha b'tuv leivav. Look at Mesillas Yesharim, Perek Yutes, he talks about this at length. So we have a chiyuv to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a simcha. It adds to our enthusiasm for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is actually enthusiasm and love for life. For life itself. Because Hashem is our life. And when a person is sad, When he does mitzvahs, it's like serving Hashem with a sad expression. Try to feel joy when you perform the mitzvah. Abaye was extremely happy one day. And he says, why was he happy? Because he put on tefillin with a great simcha. The Vilna Gaon and Navnei Elio says that only through rejoicing can a person reach shleimus in mitzvahs. The Shechinah rests only in he who finds delight in doing mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim. The Barditcheva says feeling joy to serve Hashem, and then feel joy that you felt joy in serving Hashem. The Arizal says he was zeichet his geluyim because of simcha, because of a simcha shel mitzvah. And in the way, the harder it is to do the mitzvah, the more simcha, the more schus it is, the more joy you feel. And if he studies and works hard to remove sad thoughts from himself, he is in a truly high madrega. Gets a lot of schar for it. Rav Moshe Feinstein used to talk about this a lot, that a lot of the nesyonos come from the fact that a person, even though they kept mitzvahs, they did it out of compulsion, out of difficulty, instead of feeling fortunate to be mekayim the mitzvahs. And how sweet it is, and the good sezayin ayid, how good it is to be a Jew to do the mitzvahs. Chazon Ish says in one of the letters, letter 10, that when you fulfill the mitzvah of wearing tzitzis, which is a zechira of all the tariq mitzvahs, the mantisku is komitzis, and you should feel great simcha, because you're binding yourself with that lasting bond to the Torah. Every mitzvah with simcha, and when you focus on the nitzchias you get by connecting to Hashem, the hardships fall away. He'll forget a lot about his suffering or difficulties in life. When he has a simcha in doing good deeds, he'll feel a greater joy than finding sums of money. And if he focuses on, Baruch Hashem, I'm zeichet to study Torah, I'm zeichet to keep mitzvahs, a woman feels privileged that she could be mafresh challah, and that she could light Neir Shabbos, brings a person to a tremendous simcha and connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a Talmud, it's brought down in the stories about the Chayzim of Lublin, that a Talmud of his was walking on the road to Lublin to visit the Chayzim, to visit his Rebbe. Then heavy rain came pouring down. The Talmidim started to sing and dance. And he explained that when the people would walk to the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, no inconvenience would deter them because of the simcha of being in Yerushalayim. And that's the way I'm trying to anticipate when I'm going to be near my teacher. So the difficulty increases my joy. It was fascinating when the Lubavitch Rebbe in the 1980, I think it was, the story I heard, where he felt, and he asked everyone to bring their children to Kriyas HaTorah, Taseres HaDibris, just like it was at the time of Matan Torah with Anoshim and Anoshim V'taf. So the first, I believe it was the first Shavuos, that he suggested that people do this, there was a tremendous downpour of rain, and the streets were flooded, and people took their baby carriages and covered up with whatever they needed to cover up, soaking wet, and they went to shul with a simcha. When you follow the Rabbeinu Shlomo himself and do mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, how much simcha there needs to be, and then the difficulties like fall on the wayside. When he takes a pleasure in learning Torah, connecting with Hashem, then he'll recognize what real pleasure is as you go through that. And when you experience joy in a mitzvah, it'll give you a kayach. It'll give you even physical kayach. It'll give you spiritual kayach and physical kayach. You have famous stories of people that were weak tzaddikim, but when they learned, they got invigorated because of the simcha of the connecting to Hashem when learning Torah. With some people, it's davening. They have a new chiyus when they daven and when they do mitzvahs. Bracha natzlacha.